Good morning, good morning, good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. I think it's the right time to thank Matias Sangara. And this is your morning economic conversational show or conversational program that we discuss about economic matters. We discuss about what is happening in the world, what is happening in Africa, and indeed what is happening in our country, Namibia. We look at policy issues. We look at issues which are affecting bread and butter, either from financial policies, look at trade policies, look at international relation policies, and every sector that is cutting across bread and butter issue. Because we are saying the aim is only one, the aim is only one. We are saying as long as Namibia is where it is today, as long as Namibia is where it is today, We'll continue to speak because we are not where we plan to be. We are not where we plan to be in terms of our economy, in terms of our human development, in terms of our infrastructure, and also in terms of overall happiness of Namibian citizens, because there is quite a very good relationship between happiness level and also human satisfaction about life, about the state of being, and also the active participation of human beings in Namibian economy. So we are saying this is your conversational economic affair program, and we are always making sure that after every conversation that we bring on the table, after every conversation we put on the table, we encourage people to partake, to ask your question, give your contribution, give your constructive criticism, and make sure that you are heard. Because for us to build institutions of governance, institution of the economy, for us to build states, and also for us to build, you know, continents, regional bodies, and international institutions, we don't necessarily need everybody to agree on one thing, but we need people who have different opinions, people who have different views, and that is the only way that we are going to advance our economy. That's the only way that we are going to change how things are in terms of our financial system, in terms of our governance, in terms of the way we run the economy, and also in terms of business operation. And we understand that some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are already returning home from work. Some of you are busy also, planning about your day ahead. And some of you are a bit demoralized, but life has always been ups and downs. It's always very important to make sure that every day that you wake up, you must focus on the game ahead, and don't expect things to go according to plan. But as long as that you are waking up, it has to be all right one day. So it's very important also to have hope, and also complemented by courage also, and action, which is very important. Unlike just having hope alone, but action, moving ahead. So it's very important to make sure that you move ahead. So before we go to the conversation that we have for today, particularly at this point in time, it's very important. As we are always indicating to you, so it's very important to make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia, you follow us in all our social media platform, follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. When you do that, you will be able to have access to rich content of economic updates, trade updates, issues related to governance, and also you will be able to get info, issues related to food security, and also farming. So like our page, the Eagle FM Namibia, share our page, because those who are following you can also be able to follow us, and we'll be able to become good citizens who understand economic matters and can be able to make right decisions based on economic insight, economic intelligence, and data-driven decisions, which indeed can be beneficial to their personal business life and also professional life. So apart from you following us in all our social media platform, we have an e-paper That is, of course, the Villager newspaper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the Villager newspaper is your economic paper that we discuss everything that is happening in Namibian economy, everything that's happening in Namibia human development agenda, everything that's happening in Namibia food security aspect, trade, technology, mining sector, marine resource, and everything that is related to bread and butter. So we are always indicating to you that like the Villager newspaper page, follow the Villager newspaper, and also make sure that you get access to the digital version of the Villager newspaper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by making sure that you send your name to this number, 081-241-44, 081-241-44. Send your name so that we can add you to the WhatsApp group. And also, when you save that number, you will be able to be sent that paper every Monday, Wednesday, and also Friday morning. That's why we are saying, if you are, this is it's a recommendation to students, it's a recommendation to researchers, it's a recommendation to business people, it's a recommendation to economic movers, because when you have access to information, when you have access to data, your life will become more easier, because your moves, you are not moving in the dark, but you are moving based on numbers, you are moving based on information, and you can also be able to expand your research from accessing the Villager newspaper. So like the Villager newspaper, subscribe to the Villager newspaper, and make sure that you get content from the Villager newspaper, so that your life can become more easier, and you'll be able to progress well in terms of your professional, personal life, and also your business life. So there are also those who are always asking, Eagle FM Namibia, where are you? Why are we not connected with you? We are not able to listen to you. And it seems like your frequency is not working at this area. What we are indicating to you that at the situation where your frequency is not able to be reaching where you are, make sure that, you know, you have access to Eagle FM app, because we have an application, we have an app that is working exactly like any other app, but this one is a Namibian app that you can just take your phone, go to Play Store, download the Eagle FM app. When you put it in your phone, when you just put it in your phone, when you just open it, automatically you will listen to the programs which are already on air, and you can also be able to catch up with previous programs that were played, or that by the time they were live, you were busy doing something, or you were just not on your phone, not on the radio. You can just go to podcast and listen to the previous programs at your own time, at your own pace. So download the Eagle FM app. Make sure that your life is more easier, so that you have access to our content, and also the context that we give, everything on economic matters, everything on human development. Then we'll be able also to connect. So the other thing is also Imba app. We have Imba app. Imba app is an application which is it's a digital version of a hymn book. It's a digital version of a hymn book. And in a situation that you find yourself at a place that you are supposed to use a hymn book, let me say you are in church, you are attending a wedding, you are attending a funeral, you are attending a graduation ceremony, but you do not have a hymn book, which is a hard copy hymn book, you don't need to scratch your head, because we got you to, in the context that this app, Imba app, will be able to allow you to access the digital version of the hymn book that is in Oshuambo, Hangano, English, Afrikaans, Sherero, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So we are telling you that in the world of digitalization, work with digitalization, and you not worry about you know, a hard copy anymore, and it will save you time, save you cost, and you will become you make your life more easier. So we are going to a short commercial break. Then we will look at what is happening at international news. What is happening in international news? What is happening in Africa? And we can come to what do we have on the table today? What do you have on the table today? And how is our discussion going to be? And we are here until the hour of 7:30. We are here until the hour of 7:30. Story is very crucial. Story is very crucial. To make sure that you participate, you ask your questions, you give your contribution and your recommendation, because this is our conversation. This is our conversation. When the country is being built, it's not only built by those who are standing on top of buildings, but it's built by people from all fronts. That's why your ideas, your questions, your contribution matters, because at the end of the day, it's the best idea which can win, and it's through these conversations that direction is being, found. It's through this conversation that, people can also be able to continue sharing information and find different ways of approaching certain problems, especially when it's coming to issues of development. Especially when it's coming to issues of development, it's coming to issues of human development, it's coming to issues of governance of institutions. And that is a sector, those are some of the sectors that we need to improve as a country. That's why we are always saying the conversation should not be one directed, it should be everybody conversation. Then we can see what we can do for our country when we have time and also energy.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ripura nengi no wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushe indife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM. The eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor. This is
yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Let us look at what is happening. What is happening around the world? What is happening around the world? Let's start with South Africa. South Africa, it was indicated that the president of South Africa, that is Cyril Ramaphosa, showed optimism about negotiating with the US government, particularly on the 30% tariff imposition. And he indicated that during that window period of time which is given, they will continue to engage the US government and also try to find a different mechanism in order to save South African businesses, especially those which are trading with the US, especially those which are trading with the US. Therefore, Cyril Ramaphosa indicated that it's not over yet. It's not over yet. Where there are around more than 500 companies, South African companies, which do business with America. And America is a main trading partner of South Africa, second to China. Main trading partner of South Africa, second to China. And let us see what Cyril Ramaphosa has to say.
One country attempting to negotiate a last-minute deal with Washington over the looming tariffs is South Africa. The country is facing 30% tariffs on its exports to the United States. The South African government says it is finalizing a package to support countries, or companies rather, that will be affected. In anticipation of the tariffs, South Africa's central bank revised the country's annual growth forecast down from 1.2% to 1%. The country's largest trade union warned of potential job losses. Now, President Cyril Ramaphosa said his government is holding intensive talks with the Trump administration.
Many of our companies deal with the United States customers. We export vehicles, we export steel and aluminium, we export citrus. So we've got to engage with them and find a way to reach a settlement. So within the window that's still open, we're hoping that we will find a way to settle this matter. So intensive negotiations are now underway.
Our coverage continues now with our correspondent, Diane Hawker. She is in Johannesburg for us tonight. Diane, good to see you. What more can you tell us about the South African government's response to the tariffs?
Well, Brent, the South African government has essentially a twofold approach. One part of it is, as mentioned there by President Ramaphosa, to continue negotiating with the U.S. The second part of it is to pivot. And the South African government has announced that it's opened up an export help desk for different South African businesses to advise them on how they can start looking at other markets. Now, in different industries, there are sectors that have kind of specifically focused on different regions. For example, with the citrus sector in one part of the country, in Limpopo, they would have focused on the European market, whereas in the Western Cape, there's a big focus on the US market. And that is the kind of industry that would need to start looking at that pivot position to see if it can start moving its products to other markets, either to Europe or elsewhere. And the government is saying that with the help of this desk, different businesses will be able to get advice on what are the requirements of these different markets, are there different shipping routes, all kinds of different things to help the businesses and essentially to try and save jobs. You'll know, Brent, that unemployment is a really big issue here in South Africa, and it's really important that there is a focus on jobs at this stage. Also mentioning that the GDP growth has been revised down. So there's really a lot of effort to try and retain the jobs that exist and also see if there's any opportunities to grow jobs in any additional sectors. Brent.
Yeah. Speaking.
Yes, that is South Africa for you. That's South Africa for you. And it's very important also to note. It's very important also to note that South Africa and the U.S. are some of the key players in global economy as we are speaking now, looking at U.S. to be the bigger economy, to be a stronger military, and also has influence at international institutions. And also, especially Western international institutions, you talk about the Bretton Woods, institutions, World Bank, IMF, you look at, even UN. Then when you come to South Africa, South Africa is one of the emerging, greater power in terms of, industrialization, in terms of economy. When you look at, South Africa, where it's standing now, it's part of the big players in the world in terms of the economy. You look at the group of G20, look at South Africa influence in BRICS, it's one of the founders of BRICS, And as we are speaking, South Africa is the only country, in it's the only country in the world which have managed to have a balance between all the trading partners who, you know, in most cases are in conflict with each other. Because when you look at South Africa's trade relation with China, it's very strong. South Africa has a good diplomatic and economic relation with Russia, with the European Union, and also with the U.S. now, which is shaking. That's why I think Donald Trump has seen that South Africa being given that opportunity not to be touched, to become one of the powers in a new global realignment in terms of the economy. That's why you see that South African government came up with the help desk to see that if companies are given these tariffs when they are exporting their product to the US market, what is an alternative way of doing this? And an alternative way of doing this is that you have an advisory which is giving businesses advice to say, now is the time to enter the Asian economy, for example, or it's the time to enter the Europe market, or it's the time to focus more on Africa. But these are some of the requirements. This is what you need to do. So they have stayed while they're negotiating. They also came up with, you know, the advisory desk, or called the help desk, to assist, you know, companies to see if they can shift to a different market, so that the business continue. Because that is exactly the role of government, to make sure that business operate effectively, not necessarily to interfere into business affairs of businesses, but is to make sure that businesses are operating effectively, and businesses are given good regulations, and they are also given good opportunities to enter into different in different territories. Because when you establish a political and a trade relations, you allow private sector to get in. That's why now us as Namibia, we also need to look at what is happening with South Africa, and also what is happening with other countries in Africa, especially when the situation of tariffs is concerned. Especially when the situation of tariffs is concerned, and you also need to look at what if our trading partner change his mind. What if tomorrow South Africa decided to impose different tax? Or what if South Africa tomorrow decided to sell us at an expensive rate due to the pressure of the world? What are we going to do? Do we have an alternative? Or we are just believing if? What if the rents become weaker? Are we still going to be pegged to the rent while we are trying to find our balance? So those are some of the things that, you know, we need to look at. But what is also crucial, especially at this point, is to look at the governance structure, is to look at the governance structure, look at the governance structure of trade institutions. And we also need to look at how leaders respond to these changes in the economy, and how we can save our people, particularly from this impact. Because as we are always talking about, it's a good thing to have a very good plan, but it's also a very important thing to have an alternative way of executing that plan if things did not go according to plan. Because having a good plan like NDP6 and all the plans on the table, then you are hit by COVID. Now you are hit by external forces such as, you know, imposition of tariffs, withdrawal of funding to NGOs that were assisting in various areas. Then we continue to blame others. That's why we're always indicating to say, let us have a plan for ourselves, but let us also have a plan if things don't go according to plan. That is, you can have a turnaround strategy, you can have a plan that just in case things don't go according to plan, this is how we are going to navigate this area. Now, in looking at the same sector, denim industry in Lesotho, also impacted by Trump imposition of tariff. Let us look at this, and yeah.
Hello and welcome to Eye on Africa for your latest news across the continent. I'm Jaimeel Jameen and these are your headlines. Washington's policies as export markets prepare. Then Spanish football giant officials call it a global 50% tariffs, sending factories into freefall. Though those tariffs were paused, the uncertainty has been devastating. Thousands are already out of work, and with the pause set to expire this Friday, Lesotho and other African nations are bracing for what comes next. Brian Quinn reports.
A vast clothing factory, silent, its long rows of sewing machines idled. This is the state of Lesotho's once bustling textiles industry, its former workers suffering as their livelihoods disappear.
Life has been difficult ever since I was laid off from my job. My husband is also struggling to find work.
A mountainous kingdom roughly the size of Belgium, set within South Africa, Lesotho's relative obscurity on the global stage earned it mockery from Donald Trump at his first State of the Union address.
In the African nation of Lesotho, which nobody has ever heard of.
The president, though, did remember it in his so-called reciprocal tariffs announced in April, targeting Lesotho with 50% import taxes, the highest rate of any country on his list. Those tariffs were quickly put on pause, but 10% global tariffs remain. Since 2000, Lesotho had enjoyed duty-free exports to the U.S. under the African Growth and Opportunities Act, or AGOA, aimed at reducing poverty on the continent via trade links instead of aid packages. The law made it possible for Lesotho's textile industry to boom. Until recently, the sector accounted for 90% of manufacturing exports and 40,000 jobs. Lesotho factories have even produced Trump-branded sportswear. Officials say new tariffs will only make it harder for them to reduce the country's trade imbalance with the U.S.
They are inevitably going to make it difficult for us to get foreign exchange that we can use to buy more stuff from the U.S.
Trump, too, says his policy towards Africa will be trade, not aid, but African leaders are skeptical. The AGOA is set to expire in September, with no indication that it will be renewed.
Helping us unpack the effect of the impending Trump tariffs, not only on Lesotho.
Yeah, that is what is happening. 50% imposition of tariff to countries such as Lesotho. And you'll be able to understand that the denim factory, you know those of you who know denim jeans, denim factories are closed in Lesotho, And even the factories which used to make Trump's wear, they are also closed and people are in the street. And that is the impact of global powers. That is the impact of global powers. Then the question that you need to ask yourself is that, what do you think Namibia is immune to this? What do you think Namibia is immune to this? What will happen to us if it also happened to Namibia? Because those are the questions that you need to ask yourself. What makes Namibia relevant to the U.S. Better than South Africa, which is a stronger economy? That's the question that you need to ask yourself. What makes us so relevant? And for how long this relationship is going to be like this? Or maybe in Trump's mind, there's no really something that is called Namibia, because to him, it's not an issue. But for how long? That's why we will come to today's topic. That's why we'll come to today's topic, when we are going to analyze that, African governance report on natural resources. Because if we continue to export jobs out, when situation become difficult, it's very difficult for us, to sustain our people, because we have already exported many of the jobs with raw materials. So those are some of the things that we need also to look at. And also one thing that we must also anticipate is the renewal of AGOA, that is African Growth and Opportunity Act, which is expiring next month. It's expiring next month. And the question is that, is AGOA going to be renewed? Is AGOA going to be renewed? And how is the situation going to be? And where is Africa? Where is African countries? And what is the plan from our presidents, from our governance, from our leaders? What is the plan on the table? Are we still going to continue to begging, you know, Western countries to assist us? Or we have a different way to say, yes, it's good to have international relations and cooperation with other countries, but in a situation where you are left with no option, what can you do to survive? So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We are here until the hour of 7:30, and we are going to a short commercial break. Then we can look at what you have on the table for today, especially when you want to analyze African Governance Report on Natural Resources 2025, and see what we have into that report. What are the results saying about our natural resources? Who is leading country in terms of natural resources? How are the natural resources governed? How are our marine resources governed? Where is Namibia in the map of Africa, particularly in the sector of production of mineral resources? And are we doing what we said we were going to do since early 2000 as African Union? Or we are still at the stalking stage? And for how long this is going to be? And let us also, when we are reading these reports, we also need to connect it to other imperative documents such as Agenda 2063, UN Sustainable Development Goals, looking at also African Continental Free Trade Area, and coming to our NDP 5 and 6, our Harambe, and also all the national developmental priorities, and also our pronunciation, because it seems like there is a bit of correlation of what is being said. Then the question is that what stopped you to move when you said you were going to do this and you don't do it, especially management of mineral resources, management of marine resources, which is fish, and also what is the institution of governance is saying about, African states and the way they manage their natural resources. So let's pay the bills. Then we will continue with our Early Morning Scoop conversation.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Kura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite ofoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshe faili.
Who are we, you ask? The National Road Safety Council is a statutory body established in 1996 with a legal mandate to promote and manage road safety across Namibia. We believe every accident is preventable and every life is precious. Our mission is to make our roads, vehicles, and users safer based on effective road safety management. So, join our unwavering vision and commitment to zero deaths and serious injuries. Visit www.nrsc.org.na to learn more. Do the right thing and save lives.
Tete ofoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emitoda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doinawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngejefa omarudi dayo loka opone ujendi finawa nukumona oijamo ilinawa ninge fata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore satimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa vera hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu oma felane Eagle FM the eye
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
I want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact.
Yes, we are continuing with early morning scoop. As I indicated earlier on, today we are looking at the African Governance Report of 2025 on natural resource governance, and also what is it saying about the management of natural resources in Africa. The management of natural resources in Africa, the governance of natural resources in Africa. And as you know, this report was produced by African Peer Review Mechanism. That is an instrument of African Union, which is aimed to assess the governance of Africa, particularly the governance of African countries, looking at different states, how they do their governance, how they lead, what is the strength of their institutions, and also what do they have particularly in terms of implementation of developmental policies, or especially in terms of implementation of African Agenda 2063, and also to assist by giving recommendations on what need to be done in terms of governance. And as you understand that Africa is one of the richest continent in terms of natural resources. It's one of the richest continent in terms of natural resources. And statistics are indicating that a country like DRC, for example, is one of the richest country in the world in terms of mineral resources deposit, with an estimation wealth of 25 to 35 trillion US dollars of mineral deposit. Now, the report have started by giving a background, especially the background regarding the pre-colonial Africa, how the natural resources of African countries were exploited by the Western government, and also gave statistics on where Africa is standing in the world in terms of mineral resources, in terms of natural resources, which in most cases is mineral resource, land, and also marine resources. Now, it is stated that Africa possesses 30% of the world known mineral resources and play a key role in global resource market industry. And it is stated that the continent has also significant reserves of critical minerals and is uniquely positioned to contribute to delivering of green future. Now, the fragmentation is going like this. the Democratic Republic of Congo lead the world in cobalt production, supplying over 70% of global demand. He started giving a thing about DRC, lead the world in terms of cobalt production. In terms of cobalt production, 70% of it is coming from DRC. And for those of you who do not know what cobalt is, it's a very important component which is used by rechargeable batteries, especially on electrical vehicles, and also various electronics such as cell phones and many other electronic devices. Now that is DRC alone. Then it has to come to South Africa. Says South Africa dominate the reserves of platinum, which is essential catalyst for converters, fuel cells, and various industries. Guinea holds 25% of global butics reserves. And come down to many countries. Where I want to go is also, they spoke about Mali, which produce around... which produce around 700,000 tons of lithiums. Then Namibia is also here. Namibia is also here, stated to be the leading exporter of uranium ore, with key resources for nuclear power generation and low carbon electricity. Now, what did the report find out about Africa? Now, that was the context which was given about what we have. What did the report find out about Africa? One of the main findings of the report is that when it's coming to Africa, Africa continue depending on exporting of raw materials. And there is limited local value addition and fragmentation of economic system. In simple terms, it's just saying Africa, we are still continue exporting raw materials. We are still exporting whole product without adding values. Let me say when you are selling a diamond, you are selling a diamond, you just polish it, you did not put it in a certain product. And when you are selling it to other countries, those people who are going to be given jobs to add value to that, that is a job that you have exported. And from one diamond, it requires a lot of work. Let me say you cut it, you polish it, then somebody has to design it, somebody has to put it in a ring, somebody has to use it to put it in a different equipment. This is one of the hardest, elements in the world. And all those things, that is something that we have been talking about for the past 35 years as a country. There's no president who did not speak about value addition to mineral resources. When we look at NDP6, economic development, in terms of mining, mineral beneficiation is one of what our commander-in-chief have been speaking about. That's what Memenetuma has been speaking about, to say mineral beneficiation, value addition. It's a high time now. We should, start looking at what can we do with our mineral resources instead of just focusing on, selling them. That is one of the things which was found out. Now, the report has also found out that many African countries face governance challenges, such as weak institutions, limited transparency, corruption, and unequal distribution of resources. There is nothing new on this. There's nothing real new on this report. There's just an emphasis on what have been, spoken about. To say your institution of governance are not strong. Your institution of governance are not strong. You have weaker institutions. Therefore, it's very difficult. It's very difficult for you to come up with policies, especially. The report also look at SOEs, not given autonomy to make negotiations, not given power to make negotiations, and also to have fair trade deals particularly in terms of management of natural resources. And the other thing also which which also shocked me is colonial exploitation and the creation of the legacy of colonialism. The report indicated that Africa continued to have unfair shares in mineral resources, and they are not traded equally when it's coming to the global value chain, particularly in comparison to developed economies. That is one of the things to say. Africa continued to have, African states continue to have unfair shares in their natural resources. Go to the fishing sector, for example. Who own fishing vessels? Who own fishing vessels, and who is benefiting more from that fishing sector? Go to the mining sector. Look at the dividends that your government is getting, and the private business person is getting. You find out that an investor who is an influential business person can get more money than the government. That is one of the things that we look at. And the other thing also which was stated, by this report is that only 10 to 15% of values from mineral resources is retained in Africa, which is looking at underscoring or looking at the need for processing and also manufacturing. Only 10 to 15% of values from minerals, from mineral resources is retained in Africa. Yeah, this means that if you have 10 to 15% of values, it means that in simple terms, it means that 85% of value addition is happening outside the continent, which means that you gave away 85% of the job that you could have created. That's why the debate is continuing to say Africa is the richest continent, but people are still dying of poverty. People are still not able to meet the basic needs. People are still in absolute poverty because of the management of natural resources. So for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We are trying to unpack the African Governance Report of 2025 by African Peer Review Mechanism. This is the instrument of African Union, which is looking at management of natural resources, particularly looking at marine resources and also mineral resources. So let's go to a commercial break. Then we are going to look at policy issues in this report. And we are also going to look at what are some of the key recommendations that this report has proposed. What are some of the key recommendations that the report has proposed, and what need to be done, and what is the alignment of key recommendations of African Governance Report of 2025, and also the National Development Plan number 6, which also talk about the same thing, and what can be done, and how can this report be aligned to our national development agenda. So let's go to a commercial break. Then from there, we are going to continue with the conversation. So it's always very crucial. It's always very crucial to look at key issues.
Hello, Namibia. The NSA is conducting the Household Income and Expenditure Main Survey from the 28th of April 2025 to the 22nd of April 2026. Our officials in NSA uniforms, IDs and branded vehicles will visit selected households in all 14 regions. Hashtag Your Data Matters.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ripura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Konongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doini nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Konora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM VI.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at economic issues. We are here until the hour 7:30, and we have around 28 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Today we are unpacking the African Governance Report of 2025 about governance of natural resources in Africa. Governance of natural resources in Africa. As I indicated earlier on, that the report has indicated that it's between 10 to 15 percent of values added to mineral resources retained in Africa, and the report has spoken about Africa being one of the leading continent in terms of supplying of mineral resources. Spoke about cobalt. Spoke about uranium, spoke about copper, and many other resources. Now, what is very interesting is also that in terms of key recommendation, before we go to key recommendation of what need to be done looking at the future, and also before we compare it to NDP 6, what was stated is that there are also a need for a shift or a need to prioritize African continental free trade area, and need to make sure that Africa trade on its own. And also a need to make sure that when it's coming to management of natural resources, Africa must renegotiate and revisit its policies. Now, the report has made... has taken note of some of the countries in Africa which have changed the way things have been done for a long time. And these are some of the few countries which were stated. Spoke about Nigeria. It was stated, the report stated that Nigeria banned raw or export of raw materials in 2022, looking at exploitation of its natural resources, and also prioritizing industrialization and also local processing, and promote their national development. Then it also gave an example of Zimbabwe. We can criticize Zimbabwe in many areas, but there are also a time the way we have to think of Zimbabwe, because it is stated that Zimbabwe prohibited the export of unprocessed lithium ore in December 2022, and also followed by us, we are also here, followed by Namibia, which stated that in June 2023 also prohibited exportation of unprocessed lithium ore, and which raised concern, which raised EU concern, because Namibia had recently signed an agreement with EU to access rare earth minerals. We are here at a critical juncture, and that is something that we need to relook at, And also, it also need to understand is also our relationship with the world, the EU, partner, and also how we are navigating things, particularly when it's coming to resources. And the other thing also is that Ghana introduced measures in 2024 to maximize resource value, including building of manganese refinery, and also banning raw exportation of lithium, and also iron. So these are some of the countries which are making development, particularly in terms of management of their natural resources, and also to avoid this exploitation of mineral resources. Now, the other thing is also, the other country which was also mentioned to be making progress is Botswana, which renegotiated its diamond mining deal with De Beers in 2023, and securing larger share of rough stones, and creating $75 million from diamond fund for economic investment. That is one of the bold moves. If Botswana can renegotiate their shares, what about you, Namibia? What about you, South Africa? And also, what about you, African countries in general? Because one of the conversations that we have been having, and one of the perspectives that we have been seeing, especially from our politicians, they are indicating to you to say, no, we do not have materials, and the other thing, these people are giving us jobs and we are saving the economy. But look at 10 to 15% of value added to your minerals is retained in Africa. Maybe this is also not equally distributed among countries. Maybe we only have 1% of value retained, which means that the rest of 99% of the jobs, 99% of the activities are happening outside the continent, which is a shame. And if the Beers understood Botswana in terms of renegotiation, what about us, Namibia? Why can't we renegotiate our deals? Why is it that you have less than 4% of the shares from your own mines, which is 100% in your own country? Why is that situation? Can you not renegotiate? Even if you move from 4 to 20 or 30, it seems like you are making progress. But standing at where we are now, it's a very difficult situation. So those are some of the things that the report has raised. And by looking at what the report have said and what have been happening in Namibia, and what have been happening in other African countries, there is no difference, just an emphasis to say the business of mineral resources at an international level is not the same, especially when mineral resources or other resources are coming from Africa. We are always treated differently from other countries, because our product is not sold the same way as a product coming from the US, as a product coming from China. And it's only the multilateral corporations which are benefiting, and that is where we need to come from. Now, looking at the recommendations of the African Governance Report of 2025, looking at the recommendations, it's actually huge numbers of recommendations, especially when it's coming to governance, when it's coming to policy framework reforms that need to be done, when it's coming to prioritization of intra-trade, prioritization of trading with other African countries, when it's coming to SOE strengthening of SOEs, and also when it's coming also to renegotiation of fair trade deals. So let us look at some of the recommendation. As I indicated earlier, it's a very huge report, rich in content, and it's always quite important for us to share these documents for free, for us to share this document for free, or for us to download these documents for free. Go to African Peer Review Mechanism website, go to AU website, and download these documents. These are some of the free documents that will assist you in your research, will assist you in making decisions, and also see where you are standing as a country, because this is something which was written by technical experts with the advice and guidance of, AU, and looking at not only sources that they are using, but they go on the ground and see if what is said, what is written, is what is on is what is on the ground, and what need to be done as far as governance of resources is concerned. Now, looking at the key recommendation, it stated that African governments must prioritize strengthening of their governance institutions, strengthening of their SOEs, and also give power to SOEs to run and manage the trade of natural resources and new negotiations on natural resources. And the report also recommends African states to relook at their relationships with developed economies regarding mining shares, which occurred during colonial time. Now, it says, the report want to tell you to say, some of these deals, they came into force during colonial time. Now, some of these deals were forced in the throat of the new government due to situation where they found themselves, particularly on the negotiation table, when people were negotiating independence, who owned the means of production, and who do not own the means of production, who is going to get the political power. So that's why they are saying African states, for them to save their resources, they must go back and renegotiate, especially with their former colonial masters, or renegotiate with developed economies on the shares of in their resources, especially that occurred during colonial time. And the other thing also is that there is a need to renegotiate fair trade terms and ensure that African countries get equal shares from their resources. The report recommends the need for cooperation of African state, focus on value addition, and also promote intra-trade. The report also further recommended that there must be investment in research, and also investment in the use of technology in order to make sure that resources and value addition happen in Africa and create more jobs. And looking at this report, the report also look at the strengthening of regulations.
Are you eligible to vote but not yet a registered voter? Your time is now. Electoral Commission of Namibia invites all qualified citizens to take part in the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. These include those who turned 18 years after the previous registration of voters, all eligible Namibian citizens who are not yet in possession of a valid voter's card, citizens who have changed residence from one constituency or local authority to a different constituency or local authority. Democracy is not a spectator sport, it's all about taking part. Get involved.
Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament.
Yeah, we are continuing with early morning scoop. That's why we are looking at the recommendation. The recommendation are a lot. There are a lot, especially when it's coming to what African states, including Namibia, needs to do. What African states, including Namibia, need to do, especially when it's coming to negotiations of trade deals and also negotiation of shares in their own natural resources. And one of the things also that Africa must be repaid from international corporations, especially when it's coming to unpaid tax and also tax evasion of international institutions, particularly those who are operating in the field of natural resources. Now, looking at this African governance report of 2025, and also comparing it with what we have at home, especially when you are looking at NDP six, especially when you look at the sub goals of NDP six, especially in that sector of economic growth, transformation, and resilience, where focus area on mining is to. And also looking at that, the sub goals of accelerating of economic growth through mineral beneficiation, and Namibia has to, by 2030, Namibia has to increase export of processed minerals from 46.6 to 57%, enhance local partnership and engage in geoscience research. Now, this is one of the phrase from NDP6, but when you look at what informs this plan, especially when you talk about minerals, I mean, increased export of processed minerals from 46 to 57%. Is it just a number given, or somebody has made some research on it, somebody has done some calculations, and what minerals are those one? Just a very good question to say, what minerals are those one? Because you want to process them, and you want to add value to them. Which one are those? And how are you going to do it? Which one are those minerals, and how are you going to do it? Oh, we are just speaking. Because we are looking at South Africa, for example, given 30% of tariffs in terms of when they want to trade with the US. You are looking at Lesotho getting some 50%. We are looking at China. When these countries go and sit on their table and look at a different way on approaching trade, How are we going to be impacted? But how far is Namibia in terms of value addition to mineral resources? That's the only question that we need to ask, because as far as we want to change things and we continue to speak, because I love the presentation of and many of the speeches that our president have given. She gave strength on value addition to mineral resources, mineral beneficiation, youth development, and all those beautiful words. And one of the things which I really did not get well, or I need clarity on, is when I think it's during the State of National Address, when Mekuru, our president, indicated that when it's coming to things like uranium and energy, that proposal is also not out of... she spoke a very diplomatic... in terms of building a nuclear plant. There's no exact date, but the discussion have started. If I have to quote correctly, that the discussion have started. Now, if the discussion have started, is it going to be like negotiations after negotiations? It's going to be like talks after talks or talks about talks, because, you know, there's this thing of when parties are not agreeing on one thing, and different parties are not agreeing on one thing, when they are coming to a diplomatic table, there is negotiations about negotiations, or talks about talks. And talks about talks is about how are we going to talk. What is a term of references? How are we going to talk on this? How are we going to approach this sector? It's not even about, it's not even the main talking, but it's talk about talk. But she said in terms of energy or nuclear plant, that negotiation, that discussion is... that discussion is on the table, but there is no really exact date on when things are going to be. So let us also use this opportunity to scale it down, because natural resources, not only minerals and marine resources, to scale it down to our own business people. When you are a business person, do you focus only on the product, or you also focus on value addition? Let me say you have a farm, you are selling watermelon. You are selling watermelon, and other people, they are taking watermelon, they are making juice. Other people, they are taking watermelon, they are eating them, but they are the remains of that, they are going to use them again for something else. That can also be sold, even food for either chicken or food for other animals. They are going to use those parts to add value and also to do business. If you only talk about the sunflower oil, you are just making sunflower oil that we can use them, but how about packaging them and sell them? People are making Oshima, for example, Omgome. But what value are you adding to that? Because to other countries, pizza to you, just say, no, we are making Oshima just for us to eat and all those things. But how are we going to add values? Because it's not only about adding value to minerals, it's adding value to everything. You are a farmer, but you are just selling pure millet, pure mango, without adding any value. No packaging, nothing. No packaging, no additional value. And how are we going to progress if we are giving job to other people? Because just take it this way. A simple thing is that is this. You are selling unpounded mahangu, for example. But if you want to eat porridge, you have to pound mahangu. But imagine now how much you pay the pounding machine, how much you pay to a pounding machine, and after that, then how much again you pay for cooking, and also how much again you are using for preparing that dish, and so how much you are also in arrangement of all those things. But imagine somebody who is just selling you a bag of maize. Compare it to that level, because there is a lot of, you know, there's a chain that is coming with production of a product, rather than just using raw materials, raw fruits. How many juice are being made from Namibia? And I love the guy who came up with Umtete juice. But how many of us are willing to bring about those conversations to say, guys, let us sit down and look at the things that we sell. What else can we do to make sure that it brings us more money, to make sure that we make it more creative? Even packaging itself is very addition. Just packaging. Even packaging itself is very addition. Washing of products, package them, turn them into a different form. Fruits must be made juice. Meat must be packaged, and meat must be, you know, must be sold in different forms. You can't just be at the matara selling raw meat every day. Come up with sausages and all other things. Biltongs and all other things. Because that is the only way that we are going to create employment. Because if we are selling things on raw, we'll continue to suffer and our kids will not find anything. That is why the African peer review mechanism, when they produce this report of African governance report of 2025 on the governance of natural resources, they emphasized on the need to add values and also to benefit from our own resources, and also the need for good governance, because everything starts with governance. Everything starts with governance. If you have good governance of mineral resources, it's more easier. It's more easier for you to trade and also benefit your own people. Yeah, that's why if we also look at and I think it's something that we as Namibians need to, apart from us talking, need to assist ourselves and also assist our government to say, if you are talking about value addition, how should I come in? Let's discuss about this thing. Let us not just discuss about them in the boardroom. Let's come on the ground and ask to say, if you are talking about value addition to minerals, what are you talking about? How can I come in? How should I benefit from these natural resources? Because you are talking about mineral beneficiation, not only in terms of dividends being paid to government, but in terms of how ordinary people will also be able to benefit from that resources. So it's a loaded document. That's why we are indicating to you that when you want to expand more, especially in this regard, when you want to expand more on your skills, make sure that you continue reading such documents, such as African Governance Report of 2025 on the governance of natural resources of African countries. Namibia is there. They explain about what Namibia has. They explain about the opportunities and challenges. They explain about what need to be done or what have been happening to natural resources. They spoke about the legal framework. Then they look at what need to be done, looking at the future. What need to be done when it's coming to looking at the future. So that's why, dear listeners, they're always indicating to you that when it's coming to expanding of your horizons, make sure that you familiarize yourself with such document. Not really to say read everything, but a 3-7 understanding to say, where are we standing in terms of marine resources? Where are we standing in terms of fishing sector? Where are we standing in terms of investment? Where are we standing in terms of trade? And indeed, that is the only way that life will become more easier, and issues will be solved fast and efficiently. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Thank you very much for your time, and for always making time to have this time to listen to our Economic Conversational Program. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Michael Shoveri with Unpacking the Day. And stay tuned, and do not forget to download the Eagle FM app and follow us on our social media platform and read the Villager newspaper. So I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Michael Shoveri, and we'll take it there.
Yeah. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear.
Omudiha utekirwa kaguna iimatina omjo. Chikao shafatha na nana nongeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anageshifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa olonjika. Seitha nina omayakuro ni randitomwa yoe yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma konarahi tatu imwe. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oni aji. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.